ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
We are reading this morning from the fifth canto, chapter 10, text 21. Please repeat. Drishtah
Samah
Samata
Atmano
Vai Artur
Gantur
Bhavatash Anumanye
Drishtah
Samah Karmata Atmano Vai
Drishtah Samah Karmata Atmano Vai
Artur Gantur
Bhavatashchanumanye Bhavatashchanumanye
Yata sattu dana yanadi
Yata sattu dana yanadi
Abhavat
Abhavat
Samula
Samula
Ishto
Ishto
Yavahara
Yavahara
Gaha Yata sato dana yanad yabhava
Yata sato dana yanad yabhava
Samula ishto vyavahara maga
Samula ishto vyavahara maga
Drishta shrama karmata atmano vai
Drishta shrama karmata atmano vai
Bhaktu gantur bhavatashanumanye
Bhaktu gantur bhavatashanumanye
Yata sato dana yanadya bhava
Yata sato dana yanadya bhava
Samula ishto vyavahara maga
Samula ishto vyavahara maga
Rekao si, nisam malaksa od rada. Mada se duša razlikuje od tijela, postoji malaksavost zbog tjelesnog rada koji izgleda kao da je malaksavost duše. Kada nosiš nosiljku, to je svakako napor za dušu. To je moja pretpostavka. Ti si također rekao da vanjsko ponašanje vidljivo u odnosu gospodara i sluge nije stvarno, ali iako u pojavnom svijetu ono nije stvarno, proizvodi pojavnog svijeta mogu utjecati na stvari. To je vidljivo i doživljeno. Stoga ne možemo reći da su materijalne djelatnosti neistinite, iako su nestvarne. Smisao. Ovo je rasprava o impersonalnoj Majavadi filozofiji i praktičnoj filozofiji Vaishnava. Majavadi filozofija objašnjava da je ovaj pojavni svijet nestvaran, ali vaishnavski filozofi se sa time ne slažu. Znaju da je pojavni svijet privremena manifestacija, ali nije nestvaran. San koji vidimo noću svakako je nestvaran, ali užasan san svakako utiče na onoga koga vidi. Malaksavost duše nije stvarna, ali sve dok je neko utonuo u obmanu tjelesnog shvaćanja, na njega utiču takvi nestvarni snovi. Za vrijeme sna nije moguće izvući stvarne činjenice, i uvjetovana duša je primorana da pati zbog svog sna. Posuda za vodu je napravljena od zemlje i prolazna je. U stvari, ne postoji posuda za vodu. Postoji samo zemlja. Ipak, sve dok u posudi može stajati voda, možemo je upotrebljavati na taj način. Ne možemo reći da je apsolutno nestvarna.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Gogadala, can you please go and get me a piece of paper which you have ripped in such a way that there are about four or five slices? Yes? Otherwise, I got them. Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyadi Satarine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sahibhoga Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You have said, I am not fatigued from labor. Although the soul is different from the body, there is fatigue because of bodily labor, and it appears to be the fatigue of the soul. When you are carrying the palanquin, there is certainly labor for the soul. This is my conjecture. You have also said that the external behavior exhibited between the master and the servant is not factual. But although in the phenomenal world it is not factual, the products of the phenomenal world can actually affect things. And that is visible and experienced. As such, even though material activities are impermanent, they cannot be said to be untrue.
Rekao si, nisam malaksa od rada. Mada se duša razlikuje od tijela, postoji malaksalost zbog tjelesnog rada koja izgleda kao malaksalost, kao da je malaksalost duše. Kada nosiš nosiljku, to je svakako napor za dušu. To je moja pretpostavka. Ti si također rekao da vanjsko ponašanje vidljivo u odnosu gospodara i sluge nije stvarno, ali iako u pojavnom svijetu ono nije stvarno, proizvodi pojavnog svijeta mogu utjecati na stvari. To je vidljivo i doživljeno. Stoga, ne možemo reći da su materijalne djelatnosti neistinite, iako su nestvarne.
This is very interesting. One second. Yes. So Maharaj Rahugana has great difficulties in understanding one point.
Maharaj Rahugana ima velike poteškoće u razumijevanju jedne poante.
That is, what is the quality of our material perceptions?
A to je, što je kvaliteta naših materijalnih percepcija?
Maharaj Bharata gives him an answer. He says they are like the perceptions in the dream.
Maharaj Bharata mu odgovara da su one poput percepcija u snu.
But Rahugana can't understand it, and therefore he asks the same question again in the 12th chapter. Please open the book. Text number 4. He says, O master of yogic power, you said that fatigue resulting from moving the body here and there is appreciated by direct perception, but actually there is no fatigue. It simply exists as a matter of formality.
Rahugana to ne razume i stoga ponovno postavlja pitanje u 12. poglavlju u stihu 4. O gospodaru mističnih moći, rekao si da imamo neposredno iskustvo malaksalosti uslijed kretanja tijela unaokolo, ali da u stvari malaksalost ne postoji. Postoji jednostavno kao stvar formalnosti.
For instance, our elderly devotee has just now fallen asleep, see?
Na primjer, naš stari, ovaj stari bhakta se upravo uspavao.
Now, Bharata says he has not fallen asleep. Maharaj Bharata.
Bharata je rekao, on se nije uspavao.
He says it's only a matter of formality.
On je rekao da je to samo pitanje, da je to samo stvar formalnosti.
He is not asleep.
On se nije uspavao.
Now, what do you have to say to this, our elderly devotee? This is confusing. You, we all saw him. Like, isn't it?
To je zbunjujuće. Mi smo, što ti imaš reći na to, naš stari bakto? Mi smo ga svi vidjeli.
What is sleeping? Who is sleeping?
Ko spava?
Is he sleeping or is he not sleeping? This is now the question.
Da li on spava ili ne spava? To je sada pitanje.
Can we say he is not sleeping?
Možemo li reći da on ne spava?
Well, he most probably has not been able to hear the part of the lecture.
Najvjerojatnije nije mogao čuti dio lekcije.
He must have slept. I mean, otherwise he would have heard it.
Mora da je spavao jer inače bi čuo.
This is Rahugana's question.
To je pitanje Rahugane.
Do you understand this?
Shvaćate li ovo?
You kindly excuse me. It is a philosophical point. It has nothing to do with your
oprosti mi, ovo je filozofska poanta, nema nikakve veze s
to. You will give me oprostite?
Hoćeš mi oprostiti?
Yes. We could use any other example.
Mogli bismo bilo koji primjer upotrijebiti.
Gogopal, let us not use example. Some devotee may drive.
Neki bhakta, možda Gogopal, može voziti.
Now, is he driving or is he not driving?
Da li on vozi ili ne vozi?
We can't say he is not driving.
Ne možemo reći da ne vozi.
Because his body moves from Ibiza to ulica Slobodan.
Jer se njegovo tijelo kreće od Bizeka do Slobodne ulice.
Yes. So Rahugana said, I can't understand what you're trying to say. Can you please make it a little bit clearer?
Rahugana kaže, ne mogu shvatiti to što mi govoriš, možeš li mi malo više razjasniti?
Milivoj, can you help us? We are bewildered.
Milivoj, možeš nam pomoći? Mi smo zbunjeni.
It's a good question, isn't it?
To je dobro pitanje, sa ne?
Well, that is an interesting answer given in text number 8.
U osmom stihu postoji zanimljiv odgovor.
All of us on the of the 12th chapter, I'm sorry. All of us on the surface of the globe are living entities in different forms.
Svi mi na površini zemlje smo živa bića u različitim oblicima.
Some of us are moving and some not moving.
Neki od nas se kreću, a neki ne.
All of us come into existence.
Pojavljamo se.
Remain for some time.
Ostajemo neko vrijeme.
And are annihilated when the body is again mingled with the earth.
I bivamo uništeni kada se tijelo ponovno pomiješa sa zemljom.
We are all simply different transformations of the earth.
Jednostavno svi mi smo različiti preobražaj zemlje.
Different bodies and capacities are simply transformations of the earth that exist in name only. For everything grows out of the earth, and when everything is annihilated, it again mingles with the earth.
Različita tijela i sposobnosti su samo preobražaj zemlje koji postoje samo po imenu, jer sve raste iz zemlje i nakon uništenja se vraća u nju.
In other words, we are but dust, and we shall but be dust. Everyone can consider this point.
Drugim riječima, mi smo samo prah i u prah ćemo se pretvoriti. Svako to može shvatiti.
In other words, when our elderly devotee fell asleep,
drugim riječima, kada je naš stari vata se uspavao,
it was the transformation of the earth which fell asleep.
Uspavala se transformacija zemlje.
His groovy tela.
Njegovo grubo tijelo.
Grubo tijelo, yeah. He himself was not falling asleep.
On sam se nije uspavao.
Then why didn't he hear anything?
A zašto onda ništa nije čuo?
Well, It is due to bodily identification. Srila Prabhupada has given a very clear purport about this point. He says this is in the in the 10th canto Akara Prabhu, text number 22. It's the next text. I will start in the purport. It can be said that a person sitting in his car is certainly different from his car.
Može se reći da se čovjek koji sjedi u autu svakako razlikuje od auta.
But if there's damage to the car,
ali ako se auto ošteti,
the owner of the car being overly attached to the car feels pain.
Njegov vlasnik osjeća bol jer je previše vezan za auto.
Actually, the damage done to the car has nothing to do with the car's proprietor, but because the proprietor has identified himself with the interest of the car, he feels pleasure and pain connected with it.
U stvari, oštećenje auta nema nikakve veze sa vlasnikom, ali pošto se vlasnik poistovjetio s interesima auta, osjeća zadovoljstvo i bol u vezi s tim.
This conditional state can be avoided if attachment is withdrawn from the car.
Mogao bi izbjeći to uvjetovano stanje kada bi se oslobodio vezanosti za auto.
Then the proprietor would not feel pleasure or pain if the car is damaged or whatever.
Tada vlasnik ne bi osjećao zadovoljstvo ili bol kada se auto ošteti ili mu se nešto drugo desi.
Similarly, the soul has nothing to do with the body and the senses.
Slično tome, duša nema nikakve veze sa tijelom i čulima.
But due to ignorance he identifies himself with the body and he feels pleasure and pain due to bodily pleasure and pain.
Ali se zbog neznanja poistovjećuje sa tijelom i osjeća zadovoljstvo i bol zbog tjelesnog zadovoljstva i bola.
Now, I do not know if anyone of you can, if all of you see how important this point is, and it might need a very, a little bit more clarification.
Ne znam da li svi vi shvaćate koliko je važna ova poanta i možda je potrebno malo razrješenje.
I personally had a realization when during an operation I was leaving the body and saw the body from an out of body perspective lying on the table, I think it's called, or the operation table it's called in German at least.
Imao sam jednu realizaciju za vrijeme operacije, izišao sam iz tijela i vidio svoje tijelo na operacijalnom stolu.
At that time I realized myself to be different from the body, the bleeding body which was lying, which was being operated.
Tada sam spoznao da se razlikujem od krvavog tijela koje je bilo operirano na operacijalnom stolu.
There was no connection any longer of the soul with the body.
Više nije bilo veze između duše i tijela.
And also no pain.
I nije bilo više boli.
Just before leaving the body I have felt great pain because the anesthesia just didn't work any longer.
Upravo prije što sam napustio tijelo osjetio sam veliki bol jer anestezija nije funkcionirala više.
So I remember very clearly after the operation, I think 2 days after, one of the personnel in the hospital came to me.
Sjećam se vrlo jasno, 2 dana nakon operacije jedna od osoba iz bolnice mi je prišla.
He somehow was very friendly inclined and he would always take special care of me.
On je bio vrlo prijateljski naklonjen prema meni i posebno se brinuo za mene.
And he told me that he was just building a house.
I rekao mi je da upravo gradi kuću.
And how he was worried for the house.
I rekao je kako brine za kuću.
Because he didn't know if the installations would be done properly and if he would actually have enough money to finish the house before the next winter.
jer nije znao da li će napraviti ispravnu instalaciju u kući i da li će kuća prije naredne zime biti završena.
And I was still under the impression of my out of body experience, and I felt a need to preach to him and tell him this is not your real work in this human form of life, to build a house and have anxiety over the house.
Pošto sam bio još uvijek pod dojmom mog vantjelesnog iskustva, htio sam mu propovijedati malo i reći mu da to nije pravi cilj života, izgraditi kuću.
Because as a soul, you have nothing to do with this body which you will put in the house.
Jer kao duša nemaš nikakve veze sa tim tijelom koje ćeš staviti u tu kuću.
As a soul, you are totally different from this hospital worker.
Kao duša ti se potpuno razlikuješ od radnika u bolnici.
But I just thought how to make this point clear to someone who doesn't have an out of body experience.
Kako objasniti tu poantu nekome ko nema vantjelesno iskustvo?
How to practically, you know, that he has a realization about it.
Kako mu praktično postaći realizaciju u vezi s tim?
People are so attached in this life to the body.
Ljudi su toliko vezani za tijelo
that it's not possible for them to understand that they are dreaming.
Da nije moguće da shvate da sanjaju.
It's like a dreamer in the dream who during the period of the dream it's not possible for him to understand he's in the dream because he has identified himself totally with whatever happens on the stage of his dream.
Za vrijeme sna osoba koja sanja ne može shvatiti da sanja jer se potpuno poistovjetila sa onim što se dešava u tom trenutku snu.
My grandfather once told me that I think his mother, when his mother was brought into the cinema once.
Moj djed mi je jednom ispričao kako su njegovu majku jednom doveli u kino.
And there, you know, some horses dragged a chariot, and it seemed as the cameraman, I think he had laid himself on the ground, and then he had made the film like that the horses just run over him.
Kamerman je legao na tlo i snimio je kako konji galopiraju preko njega.
And my grandmother was extremely afraid when the horses came towards her.
I moja baka se prepala kada su konji krenuli ka njoj.
The mother of my grandfather.
Majka mog djeda.
She was so afraid. She just went, jumped up in the cinema. And she just tried to run out of the cinema that the horses don't, you know, just run over her.
Ona se prepala i pokušala pobjeći iz kina da je ne bi pregazili konji.
Because, see, I think it's clear to you that Sitigoni Daiki is dead. Because she looked at it with the eye of the camera.
Ona je gledala na to očima kamere.
Not with her own eyes.
Ne vlastitim očima.
Which were before the screen and saw the heads of the other people there.
Koje su bile ispred platna i vidjele glave drugih ljudi.
And which had have a different, you know, which can turn around and see something else and see the whole, that it's just an illusion on the screen because the light comes from the film projector on the screen.
Oči su se mogla okrenuti na drugu stranu i shvatiti da je to samo iluzija koju proizvodi svjetlost koja izlazi iz kamere.
Her vision was identified with the angle of the camera.
Njen pogled se poistovjetio sa uglom kamere.
And therefore she felt strah.
Iz toga osjetila strah.
This is our situation.
To je naša situacija.
We have become identified not with our spiritual vision.
Mi smo se poistovjetili ne sa našom duhovnom vizijom.
With the material vision which comes through the eyes and the material impressions which comes through the ears.
Već s materijalnom vizijom koja dolazi, koju percipiramo kroz oči i kroz uši.
Now, if you would ask me, Sachinanda Swami, when you go to the dentist,
ako biste me pitali, Sachinanda Swami, kad ideš kod zubara,
you know that you are the soul. You have this experience.
Ti znaš da si duša, imao si to iskustvo.
Then I think you won't take any pain injection, isn't it?
I onda mislim da ti nećeš uzeti injekcije protiv bolova.
Majati lekar knows this. If she would ever have the chance to operate me, she would see I'm so sensitive to pain. It's not, you know, all my heroism goes away on the chair of the dentist.
Ako bi mater Čeljeka imala šansu da me operira, vidjela bi da sam toliko jako osjetljiv na bol i sad sve moje herojstvo bi na zubarskoj stolici nestalo.
Yes. You have to be honest.
Da, moramo biti pošteni.
I must take an injection, otherwise I just I don't go to the dentist. So what does this mean?
Što to znači?
I had to think very deeply about it.
Morao sam vrlo duboko razmisliti o tome.
Does it mean I have made no advancement in spiritual life?
Da li to znači da nisam nimalo napredovao u duhovnom životu?
I'm totally identified with the body.
Da se totalno poistovjećujem s tijelom.
No understanding of that I'm a soul. No realization.
Da nemam nikakvu spoznaju da sam duša.
Do I need 100 more out of body experiences?
Da li mi treba još 100 van tjelesnih iskustava?
And then the dream breaks up.
I onda se taj san prekine.
This is a good question, isn't it?
To je dobro pitanje za mene.
Today we have a few very hard questions.
Danas imamo nekoliko vrlo teških pitanja.
Now the Mayavadi would say yes.
Mayavadi bi rekla da.
The Vaishnava has another philosophy.
Vaishnava ima drugu filozofiju.
We understand that this body and the bodily experiences are not totally false.
Mi shvaćamo da ovo tijelo i tjelesna iskustva nisu potpuno lažni.
They are only temporary.
Oni su samo prolazni.
In this way they are false.
U tom smislu su nestvarni.
Let me put it in another way, which Prabhupada gave a nice explanation, but when you dream,
kada sanjate,
you do feel pain in the dream.
Osjećate bol u snu.
You cannot say it is totally false.
Ne možete reći da je potpuno nestvarno.
On this level. You are sometimes scream, even sweating. When you dream like this, you're sweating.
Kad se znojite dok sanjate,
it is a real experience which is also, you know, reflected in the physical reality.
To je stvarno iskustvo koje se također odražava u fizičkoj realnosti.
You may throw your hands in and you may say, no.
Možete na taj način smo reagirati.
Isn't it? You cannot say it's just something which only goes in one realm and has nothing to do with the other realm.
Ne možete reći da se to odvija samo na jednom nivou, a da nema nikakve veze s drugim nivom.
This material world, in other words, has it is an actual manifestation.
Drugim riječima, ovaj materijalni svijet je stvarna manifestacija.
Of an energy of the Lord.
Gospodinove energije.
Medjutim. Sorry. But the soul is different from it.
Ali duša se razlikuje od toga.
And these temporary manifestations have no sorry, the soul is different from it in that it is eternal.
Razlikuje se u tome što je vječna.
And the temporary material manifestations are not eternal.
A privremene materijalne manifestacije nisu vječne.
The example has been given of a pot made from clay.
Dati primjer vrča od gline.
It exists for some time.
On postoji neko vrijeme.
But only for a little time.
Ali samo kratko vrijeme.
You know, in India you have the perfect these clay cups which are used only for one meal and then they are thrown on the ground and they dissolve again into earth.
U Indiji imate glinene posudice koje se koriste samo za jedan obrok i onda ih bacite i one se raspadne i postane plovna zemlja.
And in this way, and so they exist only for a little amount of time, but they are not false.
Postoje samo kratko vrijeme, ali nisu nestvarne.
The soul takes on material bodies.
Duša prihvaća materijalna tijela.
Only for, and these bodies are only there for a limit, a short amount of time.
Koja traju kratko vrijeme.
Therefore, from the and these bodies are only there for a limit, a short amount of time.
Koja traju kratko vrijeme.
Therefore, from the vision of the eternal soul, they have no factual existence, just like the dream, who is just so short, has no factual existence for the vague, for the awake person.
Stoga, s gledišta vječne duše, one nemaju tijela, nemaju stvarno postojanje kao što san. S gledišta jave, osobito je bunda, nema stvarno postojanje.
These points are brought out very nicely in these in this chapter and the two following chapters.
Te poante su vrlo lijepo objašnjene u ovom poglavlju i u naredna dva poglavlja.
But now we want I want to just go a step further.
Sada bih htio ići korak dalje.
You will be in complete ecstasy when you hear this.
Kada ovo čujete, vi ćete u potpuno ekstazi.
Is this interesting for you or is it too abstract? Do you? It's not too difficult, isn't it? It's clear.
Je li ovo zanimljivo za vas ili je preteško? To nije preteško, zar ne? Jasno
je. I was looking to Milivoj because he knows many different kinds of philosophy.
Milivoj jer on zna mnogo raznih filozofija.
So the soul takes birth in four kinds of way.
Duša se rađa na četiri načina.
The four kinds of ways are first jarayuja.
Prvi način je jarayuja.
That's when we are born through an embryo.
Kad se rađamo kroz embrion.
Another way is andaja, by way of eggs.
Naredni način je andaja, kroz jaje.
Then svedaja, that is by way of perspiration.
Zatim svedaja, kroz znoj.
And finally udbija, that is by way of seeds.
I udbija, kroz sjeme.
In this way we get our material bodies.
Na taj način dobijamo svoje materijalna tijela.
Which exist for only a limited time.
Koje postoje samo ograničeno vrijeme.
What should we do when we are in those material bodies? What is our duty?
Što je naša dužnost kada smo u tim materijalnim tijelima?
Maharaj Bharata says, Naishang matistavat urukramangrim shprishyat yanato pagamo yadata. I'm just now not able to remember the last part, but he says that in this form of life we do have to use the limited time.
On kaže u ovom obliku života moramo iskoristiti ograničeno vrijeme.
And smear our bodies.
I premazati svoja tijela.
with the dust
s prašinom
coming from the lotus feet of the devotees. You know, he said, this is like very poetic, he said. He said, from dust we are made.
On je rekao, stvorni smo od prašine.
And dust we will become.
I postat ćemo
prašina. So what should the dust do in the meantime?
Što će prašina raditi u među vremenu?
Smear himself with the dust. From the lotus feet of the devotees. Now what does this mean?
Što to znači?
Should we stop showering in the morning?
Trebali se prestati tuširati ujutro?
And instead we have huge buckets full of dust.
Toga imamo pune kante s prašinom.
No, obviously not.
Što ne?
We should of course it is very good to have a little dust of the lotus feet of the devotees on our head.
Naravno, vrlo je dobro imati malo prašine sa lotusovih stopala bhakta na našoj glavi.
Sometimes when they don't see it and they don't become embarrassed, then we can take this.
Kad oni to ne vide i kada ih to ne uznemirava, onda možemo uzeti.
It is described that the spiritual energy is transmitted when we eat prasadam, which is left by the devotees.
Rečeno je da se duhovna energija prenosi kada jedemo prasadam koji su ostavili bhakte.
Drink the water which has washed their lotus feet.
Pijemo vodu kojom su oprana njihova lotusova stopala.
And put the dust from the feet on our head.
I stavimo prašinu sa njihovih stopala na našu glavu.
This spiritual, it's just like you know, when you have, let us say, food from an AIDS patient. No, this sounds so heavy. From a person who has a disease. If you eat it, you will also take in that disease.
Ako jedete, zarazit ćete se s tom bolšću.
So in this, this is a. This is Prabhupada's example. I want to make very sure that no one gets angry at me because the example is a little extra, is a heavy example. In the same way, we have to take, you know, we have to somehow make a contact with the devotee. That's all right, yes. We have to make in the same way contact with the devotees, and then we get is Krishna consciousness.
Na neki način moramo kontaktirati s bhaktama i onda ćemo dobiti njihovu svjesnost Krishna.
Therefore, usually, you know, the spiritual master will not allow anyone to touch his feet because that person becomes a thief.
Stoga duhovni učitelj obično neće nikome dozvoliti da dodiruje njegova stopala, jer učenik, onda osoba postaje
or you as devotees will not allow anyone to touch your feet because the other person might steal something away.
Ili vi kao bhakte nećete dozvoljavati nikome da dodiruje vaša stopala jer druga osoba može nešto vam ukrasti.
We don't do this, you know, this feet touching. That's the reason.
Mi ne dozvoljavamo to dodirivanje stopala, to je razlog.
Another reason is that karma is transferred from the person who touches the feet to the person whose feet are touched.
A drugi razlog je da se prenosi karma sa osobe koja dodiruje stopala na osobu čije stopala su dodirnuta.
Now, but here comes now a very important point, Prabhus.
Sada dolazi vrlo važna poanta.
Just eating the food, you know, getting the dust and so on and so forth, doing these, we could say, in some ways, external activities, will not really be sufficient.
Jedenje hrane, dodirivanje stopala i sve te, da kažemo, vanjske aktivnosti neće biti dovoljne.
The actual contact is made when we follow the orders of the pure devotees.
Pravi kontakt se ostvaruje kada slijedimo naredbe čistih bhakta.
And here, and even more important, hear about Krishna from them.
I što je još važnije, slušati od njih o Krishni.
Then the real transference of the spiritual energy takes place.
Onda dolazi do stvarnog prenošenja duhovne energije.
It's just like when you pay an obeisance.
Kao kada odajete poštovanje.
If you just do it with the body,
ako to radite samo s tijelom,
the obeisance is not fully effective.
Odavanje poštovanja nije, nema potpuni efekat.
The most important thing which has to go down in an obeisance is the umski.
Najvažnija stvar koja mora odati poštovanje je um.
Therefore, when you make an obeisance to the deities, you should, it's not just a bodily exercise.
Odavanje poštovanja božanstvu nije samo tjelesna vježba.
You should pray to the deities.
Trebate se moliti božanstvima.
Please accept me as your humble servant.
Molim vas, prihvatite me kao vašeg poniznog slugu.
There's even in the Hari Bhakti Vilas is a point. You should meditate that your head now touches the lotus feet of the deities.
U Hari Bhakti Vilas je poanta uputa koja kaže da kad odete poštovanje, trebate meditirati da dodirujete lotusova stopala božanstava.
That means surrender.
To znači predavanje.
You know, it's imagine being you know. I remember when I saw the first, when my father saw me making an obeisance, he was just totally shocked.
Sjećam se kad me moj otac prvi puta vidio kako odajem poštovanje, bio je totalno šokiran.
Yes, the otac was totally finished after this. Otac, isn't it?
Bio je gotov.
He couldn't understand the word any longer. Because it means just total surrender.
Nije mogao shvatiti više ništa, jer to znači potpuno predavanje.
Yes. So, yes, that's the fact.
Da, to je
that's what it means.
To je ono što to znači.
Maybe we don't always mean it when we do it.
Možda kad dodajemo poštovanje, mi nemamo takav stav.
But that's what it means.
Ali to je ono što to odavljeno poštovanje znači.
That's what we should do. We should follow the spiritual path.
To trebamo raditi.
In this short time of world, of our body, and simply surrender.
Tokom ovog kratkog vremena, dok imamo ovo tijelo, trebamo slijediti duhovni put i jednostavno se predati.
Krishna will take care of us.
Krishna će se pobrinuti za nas.
He has taken already so much care.
On se već jako puno pobrinuo za nas.
He in Split, you know, there was a father preaching to me.
U Splitu jedan otac mi je propovjedao.
He said to me, "What can your God do?"
On mi je rekao, "Što može vaš Bog učiniti?"
You know, you sit in the temple and pray, will you get money?
Vi samo sjedite u hramu i molite se, hoćete li dobiti novaca?
Will you get food?
Hrane?
How practical it is to believe in a God.
Koliko je praktično vjerovati u Boga?
Also, you go and distribute your literature.
I vi idete van i dijelite vašu literaturu.
So why can you, how can you bring, take people away from the facultate?
Kako možete odvojiti ljude s fakulteta?
Take them away from their work.
Odvojiti ih sa njihovih poslova.
Their parents.
Od roditelja.
Put them into your hram.
Stavite ih u vaš hram.
This is cruel.
To je okrutno.
Impractical.
Nepraktično.
And bad characteristics.
I loše.
Said, so I said, moj dragi tata.
Ja sam rekao, dragi moj tata.
Please, služenen.
Molim te, saslušaj me.
I want to tell you a story and ask you a question afterwards.
Želim ti spiriti priču i posle toga što postavite da pitanje.
Može! So that once in Russia there were communists.
Jednom u Rusiji su bili komunisti.
Do you remember? What do you want to say? So they came before the church. The people were praying inside.
Ljudi su se molili unutra.
For the daily bread.
Za hljeb, kruh svoj svagdanji.
Unser Vater, der du bist im Himmel, gebe uns unser tägliches Brot.
Oče naš koji si na nebu, daj nam naš.
A kruh knows everything. And so when the people came out of the church, the communists asked them, so, did God give you bread? And the simple people, they just... Have you ever seen that after a prayer, the bread comes raining down?
Jeste li ikad vidjeli da nakon moljenja pljusak kruha pada na vas?
Ne, the people.
Rekli su ljudi, ne?
Okay, said the communist, just made like a movement like this, and then the truck full of, you know, loaves of bread came, and they distributed the bread.
Onda su komunisti pozvali jedan kamion pun sa regnama kruha i podijelili.
So, Drogi Tata, they were asking, who is giving the bread, God or the communists?
I Dragi Tata, oni su pitali, ko daje kruh, Bog ili komunisti?
So he didn't want to answer.
On nije želio odgovoriti.
Because no one likes the communists any longer. So he was... So what do you want to say? He said, well, if I would have come out of the church, I would put a question to the communists.
Ja sam onda rekao, ako bih ja izašao iz crkve, ja bih postavio pitanje komunistima. Proizveli sjemenku žita.
In the Stalin factory.
U Stalinovoj tvornici.
From where is all this coming?
Otkuda je sve to došlo?
Has man created his universe?
Da li je čovjek kreirao univerzum?
So he couldn't answer.
On nije mogao odgovoriti na ta pitanja.
They said, no, this is created by God.
I ja sam rekao, to je kreirao Bog.
That's what we mean with God.
To mi podrazumijemo pod Bogom.
Međutim, we also have to do work.
Ali također mi moramo raditi.
According to the codes of God.
Prema naredbama Boga.
There are some zakonima. Who have to who work as workers.
Neki trebaju raditi kao radnici.
As farmers or as politicians.
Neki kao farmeri, neki kao političari.
But they should do in God consciousness.
Ali to trebaju činiti u svjesnosti Boga.
They should know that they were not the creators, so they are not the proprietors.
Trebaju znati da oni nisu bili kreatori i da stoga nisu vlasnici.
They should use everything in God consciousness.
Da sve trebaju iskoristiti u svjesnost Boga.
And the ones who can teach this to the people, they are the monks.
I oni koji tome mogu poučavati ljude, oni su redovnici.
They can tell.
Oni mogu reći.
Therefore, this is what we teach in our faculty, the Kham.
To je ono što mi u našem, na našem fakultetu poučavamo.
Look at the world who is not following Krishna's orders.
Pogledajte kako cijeli svijet ne slijedi Krishnine naredbe.
Who is disconnected from Krishna.
I odvojen, nije povezan s Krishna.
How much problems they have created.
Koliko su problema stvorili.
They are a bunch of thieves only, these people.
Svi ti ljudi su samo gomila lopova.
So we teach the lopova to become a proper person and in this way get out of danger.
I mi poučavamo lopove da postanu ispravne osobe i na taj način se oslobode opasnosti.
Therefore, talk with your child and you know, come to the, and then I see no problem if he comes to the temple.
Stoga ja ne vidim nikakav problem u tome da vaše dijete dođe u hram.
The only problem is your family relationship.
Jedini problem je vaš obiteljski odnos.
Which you have to clarify that we cannot take that work.
Koji morate vi raščistiti, mi ne možemo s time baviti.
Then I had to tell that there was his daughter that maybe for now it's not good if she comes in the temple, she first must, you know, get it clear with the Tata.
Onda sam morao reći da možda za sada nije dobro da vaša kćerka dođe, mora prvo to raščistiti sa ocem.
But the Tata had no argument against it.
Ali on je imao argumenta protiv.
He was very nice when I went from Split, he was also coming and you know, was throwing flowers. Very nice Tata, you know, just a little agitated. Rajagun. Balkanitska mentalitet. Okay, so this is for today. Do you have any question?
Ovo je bilo za danas. Imate li ikakvih pitanja?
Avaja pa ti.
This is question in regard to first part of the lecture.
Mm-hmm.
Ovo je pitanje u vezi sa prvim djelom lekcije. When we accept that this body is temporary, the soul is spiritual, that means that this body is in one sense also spiritual.
Why?
Energy, all energy coming from Krishna, Krishna is transcendent. And Krishna said, Anam Sarvasya Prabhu, everything emanates from me. That means nothing material can come from Krishna. I speak. But only the functioning is different.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Ako mi prihvatimo da je ovo materijalno tijelo,
kanfurima di bago i da pojedi
zvanteš. Znači, samo je privremen. I ako znamo da je dobro, ali ipak, ako mislimo da je napravljeno od materijalne energije, a prihvatimo da je duša zapravo od duhovne energije, onda moramo prema tome shvatiti da je ovo materijalno tijelo na neki način duhovno. Zato što obje energije dolaze od Krišne. I sve što dolaze od Krišne ne može biti materijalno, mora biti duhovno. Jer Krišna kaže Bhagavad Gita, kakvom stvaru se pravilo, sve, ja sam izbog svega.
Krišna kaže, yes. Yes, this point is made in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, that metta is as an energy of Krishna, is the energy of Krishna. Which works to bewilder the conditioned soul.
Koja djeluje zbunjujuće, koja djeluje tako da zbuni uvjetovanu dušu.
Now those who overcome the bewildering influence of the material energy.
Oni koji prevladaju zbunjujući utjecaj materijalne energije,
they can understand the metta as an energy of Krishna or spiritual.
Oni mogu shvatiti da je materija Krishna energija i da je spiritualna.
The absolute truth which is covered by Maya is called matter.
Apsolutna istina koja je prekrivena s Majom se zove materija.
Međutim, if matter is again put into the service of the absolute truth, it regains its spiritual quality.
Međutim, ako se materija ponovno uključi u službu apsolutne istine, ponovno dobija svoju duhovnu kvalitetu.
So, someone who is in Krishna consciousness in this world and engages everything in Krishna service, he will see even in the material energy only Krishna.
Neko ko je u svjesnosti Krishna u ovom svijetu i angažira se u Krishnoj službi, on će čak i u materijalnoj energiji vidjeti samo Krishna.
If you want to read this very nice philosophical point and understand it more on your own, please read in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text 24. Both in the text and in the purport, Prabhupada talks about how matter can become, can also be seen as spiritual.
U 24. stihu 4. poglavlja Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada objašnjava kako se materija može vidjeti kao spiritualno.
Srila Prabhupada gave also the example of the semaphore.
Srila Prabhupada je dao i primjer također semafora.
Yes, the semaphore in one function says go, green.
Jedno svjetlo znači idi,
in another function red, you know, when the light goes on red, it means stop.
A drugo crveno znači stani.
It's the same energy which is behind it. This is the electrical energy.
Iza toga je ista energija, električna.
But for practical purposes it has different functions.
Ali zbog, za
different meanings, you could say.
Ima, u praktičnom svrhe ima razne značenja.
So this also is the material energy is bewildering the conditioned soul, but if the conditioned soul becomes Krishna consciousness, then he crosses the bewildering influence of that.
Materijalna energija zbunjuje ujutrovnu dušu, ali ako ona postane svjesna Krishna, prevladava njen zbunjujući utjecaj.
Yes?
koji je onda odnos između, recimo, u vezi s time, tijelo koje ima čisti bakra, čisti gospodina bakra, i u odnosu sa njegove pozicije na svoje tijelo? Da li je to tijelo ipak produkt, mislim, karme, ili je u odnosu na to pročišćeno, spiritualno potpuno?
Is the body of the what is the relationship of the pure devotee with his body? Is his body also a product of karma, or it's completely purified spiritual?
Prabhupada answered this question once. Well, I will say it in another way. Because it was, don't remember that particular example which Prabhupada used, and you can only understand the answer with this example. So the thing is like this. There are different types of pure devotees.
Ima raznih vrsta čistih bhakta.
And it depends of whom you are speaking.
Ovisi o kome govoriš.
There are those who who never forget Krishna, or never forgot Krishna, and who take birth directly under Krishna's instruction, then their bodies is not a product of karma. These are great souls. You can say they stepped down from the spiritual plane to the material plane. They didn't have karma. There's no question of karma.
Te velike duše silaze sa duhovnom na materijalni plan i ne možeš reći da su imali karmu.
Srila Prabhupada is such a pure devotee.
Srila Prabhupada je takav čisti bhakta.
Then there are others.
Zato ima drugih.
Who by the mercy of a pure devotee step, so to say, from the material plane to the spiritual plane.
Koji sa materijalnog plana zakorače na duhovni plan, na duhovni nivo.
Like hopefully all of us.
Kao,
or eventually, like eventually, after some time, all of us.
Kao svi mi, nadamo se nakon nekog vremena.
And see, their bodies is obviously still the same body, which is manifest, was manifested due to their karma.
Njihova tijela su očito ista tijela koja su se manifestirala zbog njihove karme.
For instance, you, if you would look at the early pictures, you would definitely see a such a pure devotee. You would definitely see resemblances in his childhood photos with his, you know, with a photo which was done during recent times.
Kada bi pogledao rane slike iz početka života, iz djetinjstva tako čisto bakte, vidio bi sličnost sa kasnim slikama.
Yes. Now, such a pure devotee who engages body, mind and words in Krishna's service by being in contact with the spiritual energy like this, he spiritualizes his body which he has received by the law of karma.
Takav čisti bhakta koji je svoj um, tijelo i riječi angažirao u službi Krišne, on spiritualizira svoje tijelo koje je dobio po zakonima karme.
And to such a spiritualized body, you cannot say it's a karmi body, you know, it's not like just a manifestation of karma.
I ne možeš za takvo spiritualizirano tijelo reći da je samo manifestacija karme.
It only appears like this.
Samo izgleda tako.
And the example has been given of a piece of paper.
Dati primjer komada papira.
Say we would take this piece of paper. I want to make it really clear that everyone, it has a certain form now.
Sad ima određeni oblik ovo i komad papira.
Say we would put it into fire.
Ako bismo ga stavili u vatru,
then the form would remain the same. If it's not, you know, like a real wildfire, but you have seen this paper in fire. They sometimes in the kamin, you say, when it's a wood fire which is not so hot as a